A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into Salt Lake, you actually have wet road conditions. It hasn't had snow yet, but north of that, it is snow-packed. I can't see the lines on the roadway, especially in Roy and Ogden. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, the storm's here now. It looks like it will move out or start to taper off anyway between 10 and 11 o'clock this morning. There's even expected to be some sunshine around noon, believe it or not. A high later of 38 degrees, and right now in Salt Lake City, on the freezing mark, 32 downtown.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Severe Utah weather.
A winter storm, blizzard-like conditions pounding northern Utah right now.
Severe Utah weather. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene with the very latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda. Just looking back about half an hour ago, the snow is tailoring off just a bit, or at least it's not falling as hard. But what has been consistent this morning is the wind. Things are really blowing around and making it miserable for anybody outside their vehicle. Where I'm camped out right now around 6 blocks north of downtown, I've got a pretty good view of a four-way stoplight intersection, which has been interesting so far for drivers. No spinoffs that I've seen, but there's been a lot of spinning tires. You can tell the traction is really hard to come by early on this morning. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has the latest forecast. Mary?
Yeah, Tim, this has been pounding the canyons and mountains, moved into the valleys and downtown, and just really making such a mess, as John explained. And KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says it is a lot of snow coming down in just a short window.
Here's your plan of the day then. This is a quick mover, folks. This morning, you got to deal with it. It's coming down hard. But by later this morning, it's out. And then we get some clearing into the afternoon. It'll be pretty nice.
Yeah, the valley should get 1 to 3 inches by 11 a.m. The benches 2 to 5 inches, and the mountains 6 to 12 inches. Also a fair amount of snow for Cedar City. But then this afternoon should be nice and sunny. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas, who's keeping track of the latest closings and delays, live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Dan?
And Amanda, these are the school districts who told us that things are operating normally today. That's Alpine, Cache, Logan, Park City, Ogden, Morgan, Jordan, Granite, Salt Lake City District schools operating normally. They'll be lenient on tardiness. McGillis School, private school, says their classes will start on a one-hour delay today. And in South Summit, high school and middle school starts at 9, elementary schools at 10. State employees don't have to be to work today until 10. Courthouses are operating normally. Salt Lake City offices won't open until 10 today. Live, I'm Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Remember to check KSLNewsRadio.com for a complete updated list of significant delays and closings this morning.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The vice president campaigns as the impeachment trial gets underway. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the impeachment trial of President Trump begins fully on Tuesday after yesterday's swearing-in ceremonies. Impeachment remains divided along party lines, with Vice President Pence telling Hispanic group supporters in Florida last night,
"They're trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president."
The Senate is closed Monday for the ML King holiday and resumes Tuesday. The Pentagon now confirming 11 U.S. service members airlifted out of Iraq the past couple days, suffering concussion symptoms from last week's Iranian missile attack. This service member told CBS right after the attack,
"I still can't fathom that no one was hurt."
The attack destroyed some U.S. troop barracks. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam declaring a state of emergency ahead of Monday's gun rights rally in Richmond. He's banned guns on the Capitol grounds.
"We're seeing threats of armed confrontation and assault on our Capitol.
The FBI arrested three members of a white supremacy group on gun violations, saying they planned to attend that rally. And a South Carolina woman is sentenced to 25 years after pleading guilty to killing her husband by putting eye drops into his drinking water. Lana Clayton's husband died of tetrahydrozoline poisoning in 2018. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Police near Chicago are trying to figure out what caused a driver to run off the road and slam into the side of a Starbucks yesterday afternoon.
He's very quick, flew over the curb. His tire seemed to go up on the white SUV and then just slammed into the corner of the building.
That car was traveling so fast that part of the building appeared to collapse upon impact. Five people hurt, two of them critically.
The TSA is apologizing for an embarrassing incident with a Native American passenger in Minnesota.
Clearly that was very inappropriate, and I immediately was very shocked.
Indigenous rights activist and attorney Tara Hoska tells ABC News Radio about her trip through security at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport when a TSA agent asked to pat down her braids.
She pulled my hair behind my head. She kind of shook my hair like reins and said, giddy up, let's go.
But Tara didn't want the agent fired.
I view this as an opportunity to teach that particular agent and also the rest of TSA about respecting people, respecting Native people.
Hoska says TSA was very responsive and offered an apology. Todd Ant, ABC News.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. How are we doing, Andy?
Not good, depending on where you are. The worst of it is definitely in Salt Lake County, between downtown Salt Lake City and Murray on all your east, all your north-south streets, going as far out as Magna and as far east as the canyon. It gets worse as you go into Parley's Canyon. Of course, Highway 40, not good near Park City. And the snow has intensified now, Farmington up towards Ogden. We're hearing about conditions getting worse around American Fork as well on I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We continue to follow a developing story on the 7 o'clock report. A major winter storm is pounding northern Utah right now.
It's moving fast and furious, and for the next couple of hours or so, the conditions may get rough. Here's the latest now from KSL-TV meteorologist Grant Wayman.
Boy, and you know, at this point, literally, it's just about everywhere that's getting snow now and impact no matter where you go. It was different like, what, 30 minutes ago or an hour ago? It's changing quickly. Let's go back outside. And we move the cameras now to Layton. So it's now the northern Wasatch Front that's getting hit with another wave of snow showers here. Yep, you see tracks in the road there. And the snow has definitely been coming down. I'd say it's been coming down in some waves where some heavy snow will hit for a time. It'll let up. And then the heavy snow comes back. And we've been seeing this in the Salt Lake Valley, the west side, east side, Utah County as well. You name it, it's definitely coming down out there. Plenty more coming here in the next couple of hours, by the way. Real quick, did you hear about these winds in the mountain areas? Hurricane force, look at that, 81-mile-an-hour wind gust clocked up at Mount Ogden. So, yeah, the winds were definitely blowing. And it's gusty winds that we're dealing with now. But the bigger story, of course, at this point is the snow that is turning here, and that air temperature is definitely dropping. And you can see the widespread snow that we're looking at along the Wasatch Front into the southern part of the state as well. So, again, as you're heading out the door, you got yourself some snow already this morning. But in the afternoon, it's gone. Temperatures in the 30s.
ASL meteorologist Grant Wayman with the extended winter storm forecast.
Yeah, and we'll get a full check of emergency triple team traffic coming up in 1 minute. And you can get the latest closings and delays right now at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Salt Lake City is going to spend at least $5,000 to turn the old DI building on Highland Drive in Sugar House into a temporary overnight homeless shelter. In announcing the shelter, Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall acknowledged the idea has not always been popular.
Well, we know that we're yet again asking Salt Lake City, and in particular residents and businesses in Sugar House, to take on this critical humanitarian effort. I am confident that our community will do this with compassion and with understanding.
The city wants the 145-bed shelter open by next week.
Some more opposition came up in the latest meeting looking at later start times for Salt Lake high schools. Parents, teachers, even students said they were worried about it, pushing those start times later for younger children or juggling work concerns or sports and activities and homework going late into the night. The school board will hold two more meetings before voting. 7:09 means it's time for that emergency triple team traffic check here, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
We're looking at 1900 West right now in Roy, Andy. Still snowing, but it doesn't look anything like it did an hour ago.
Right, and in the valley, though, we are seeing spots where it does look like that, like you're traveling through light speed, as many people have actually called in or texted in to say. The snow coming down so hard, and what it's left behind also, especially on city streets, it'll take you longer to get to your desired freeway than it will once you get on them. For those of you on 56th West and Bangor, or highway delays starting around 4700 South all the way to the 21st South Freeway. That's the same problem on I-215, the east west side belt, pardon me. If you're on the I-15 corridor, southbound delays getting worse in Murray heading down towards 215. Northbound was already going to be rough. You're looking at almost an hour to get from Point of the Mountain into downtown. Eric?
What roads in Utah County and northbound slowdowns corresponding to that from Santa Quinn all the way up to Lehigh? We did have a crash just past Lehigh's Main Street that has just been moved off the road, but that's the most congested spot in Utah County. If you're heading out into the mountains, Provo Canyon is now required to have a change or four-wheel drive traction devices of some sort. And US 40 along the Wasatch back, I-80 into the mountains, all trouble spots this morning because of the weather. Heather?
And that snow is coming down in Roy pretty hard, but it's also affecting your drive north of that in Marriott Slaterville up far west. Sardine Canyon requires chains or four-wheel drive. US 89 is snow-packed as well as you make your way out of South Weber and head through Layton into Fruit Heights. Now, once you get into Farmington on both Legacy Parkway, US 89 and I-15, the roads are just wet from the rain as the snow has not hit that yet. Bedrock Quartz, shaping nature's stone to beautify your home. Let 2020 be the year for your new kitchen or bathroom countertops. See 50 new colors in 4 Utah showrooms. Visit bedrockquartz.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
7 a.m. Dropping temperatures with snow showers into the upper 30s. 12 noon, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies and some clearing, temperatures about 36 degrees. Mostly sunny skies, though, at 4, 36 degrees, and then clearing skies at 7, 31. There's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We are right on the freezing mark, 32 downtown.
What is the White House saying about the claims that came out a couple of days ago against President Trump made by Lev Parnas, who was an associate of Rudy Giuliani? Is there anything coming out of the White House about that? We'll find out in a moment with ABC's Karen Travers on KSL News Radio.
Well, let's talk sports for a second here. The Jazz 10-game winning streak is now over, but boy, it was a battle. It came to an end last night in New Orleans in a controversial overtime loss to the Pelicans. Rudy Gobert was fouled in a rare call with 0.2 seconds left in the game. He made one of his first free throws to tie the game and sent it to the overtime, and then he fouled out in overtime, and the Pelicans went on an 11-0 run to win. The Jazz get the chance to start a new winning streak this Saturday night at Vivint Arena. They'll be taking on Sacramento.
Major League Baseball has its first female full-time coach.
The San Francisco Giants hiring their first female coach, Alyssa Nacken, under first-year manager Gabe Kapler. Nacken was a 3-time all-conference first baseman in the Sacramento State softball program and a conference scholar athlete of the year in 2012. Nacken interned for the Giants in 2014 and developed and directed health and wellness events for the team. Now part of a 13-person coaching staff, Nacken probably won't be in uniform during games since teams are limited to 7 coaches in the dugout. Still, her new title is Major League Assistant Coach. Yuni Han, ABC News.
All right, trending this hour in the 7 o'clock report. The airfield is closed at Kansas City International right now after a Delta jet slid off the runway early this morning. No serious injuries have been reported.
Utah health officials now say flu activity is widespread across the state. I can attest to this in the Amanda Dixon household.
Happening in your house, isn't it?
More than 330 people have been hospitalized with flu symptoms so far this season.
And Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg is scheduled to hold a campaign event tomorrow afternoon here in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 7:13. Here come the three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new temporary homeless shelter will be opening in Sugar House. Salt Lake City workers have to get the old DI building on Highland Drive ready by next week. It'll have room for 145 people. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, the Utah Jazz finally lost a game last night, their first loss since before Christmas. Final score in overtime in New Orleans, Pelicans 138, Jazz 132.
Donovan had 46. Third, let's see how the roads are doing out there. Brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Plan.
planning?
Well, it's not pretty. Definitely, we need to have slower speeds, and good tire tread is a must if you're heading out on the roadways. You've got snow-packed roads on throughout most of the Wasatch Front, and chains or four-wheel drive required in all the canyons. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Morning snow showers, afternoon clearing, and afternoon temperatures in the 30s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We've got snow in 32 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Pentagon now says 11 American service members were evacuated from U.S. bases in Iraq and airlifted to hospitals in Germany and Kuwait. It follows last week's Iranian missile strikes. Initially, the president said no Americans had been harmed. They have symptoms of traumatic brain injuries. More from ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The military saying in a statement that while no U.S. service members were killed in the January 8th Iranian attack on Al-Asad Air Base, several were treated for concussion symptoms from the blast and are still being assessed. As a standard procedure, all personnel in the vicinity of a blast are screened for traumatic brain injury.
In Iran, a defiant message today from the country's supreme leader. ABC's Jordana Miller has more.
Iran's supreme leader, under fire at home for the downing of a commercial airliner, went on the attack against the U.S. in his first Friday sermon in 8 years. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called President Trump a, quote, clown who will put a poisonous dagger in the backs of Iranians. The president publicly supported Iranian anti-government protesters.
You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. The White House is dismissing new claims against President Trump after Lev Parnas, an indicted associate of Rudy Giuliani, implicated the president in the alleged pressure campaign against Ukraine.
Joining us live from the White House is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. What is the White House saying about these allegations from Lev Parnas?
Nothing explicit in terms of a denial about the specific claims that Parnas is making. Instead, the White House says that nothing has changed and the president has done nothing wrong. But they're going after his credibility, saying that he's desperate to reduce his exposure to prison. This is somebody who is arrested and indicted, and they say he'll say anything to get out of trouble. Parnas is an indicted close associate of Rudy Giuliani. He's facing federal charges related to campaign finance violations and is looking for a cooperation deal from prosecutors. So very easy for the White House to just dismiss anything he's saying and saying, don't listen to him. But these explosive new allegations have created a bit of a wrinkle now heading into the impeachment trial last week. Lev Parnas says the president knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of everything he was doing with the direction of Rudy Giuliani in this alleged pressure campaign on Ukraine.
Parnas has also pointed fingers at Vice President Pence, Attorney General Barr. The DOJ has come out and said that these allegations that Barr was in the loop on any of this are 100% fabricated. Are we hearing from Pence's office or the DOJ anymore on this?
That was it from the Justice Department, but Pence's office took a similar tactic as the White House did in the defense of the president, saying that, you know, Parnas has no credibility here and that the vice president was not involved in any of these conversations, and Parnas isn't saying he was involved in that Parnas himself wasn't having conversations with the vice president. I think, you know, one thing that's interesting here is that the president, his team, his allies for months have been saying that this was all about the president and a foreign policy issue, that there was a real concern about corruption in Ukraine, and that's what the president was pushing Zelensky to do, and that the U.S. would help with that, that everything he was doing was on behalf of the U.S. What Parnas is saying is that this was all about Joe Biden. This was not about corruption. It was about politics. And that's what Democrats, of course, have been saying for months. Next week, when the White House does unveil their legal defense, it could be a new chapter for the White House, because everything we've heard so far has just been, it was a perfect call, there was no pressure, end of that. And his allies, the House Republicans who were in those committee hearings last fall, were mostly going after the process and the credibility and how Democrats were conducting this. We'll see next week if they do a point-by-point rebuttal of exactly what the president's been accused of doing.
Hey, Karen, has the White House said anything about this investigation that's been opened in Ukraine as to whether or not there was illegal surveillance of the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador there at the time?
No, they haven't. And it's actually interesting that there hasn't been any sort of statement about what this, what Marie Yovanovitch might have been going through. The State Department also had not weighed in on this. And you know, I talked to some people yesterday who are involved in the diplomatic service world, foreign policy people, who say that it's just concerning that you have these potential threats against Yovanovitch, that there was maybe surveillance of her, that the Ukrainians feel the need to investigate, but there hasn't been a show of support from the State Department. And that was striking and sends a very bad message to people who are serving abroad in high-risk situations on behalf of this country.
Still no clear indication how much any of that will play into the impeachment trial, which begins on Tuesday. We appreciate your help on this morning. White House ABC News correspondent Karen Travers joining us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
719, we have emergency triple team traffic this morning brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Where do we start, Andy?
Well, the snow continues to fall. Slushy, snowy conditions everywhere. The worst traffic, though, in the Salt Lake Valley is north of about 7200 south, between 7200 south and I-80, roughly the one out by the airport, is going to be your worst conditions. Bangor and 5600 west are going to take you an extra 20 to 30 minutes or more to get between Kearns and 201. The West Belt itself struggling both directions around the 215 west, I'm sorry, near the 35th south exit. 215's east side continues to get pounded in both directions, or slow all along the bench, especially going up the hill. People are losing control on exits and overpasses in multiple spots, Eric.
And change four-wheel drive now required for all vehicles on I-80 in Parley's Canyon. You got a lot of snow up at Parley's. Some of the roads are completely covered in snow, so be careful going down to the Kimball Junction exit, where you also have problems, as well as U.S. 40 from I-80 down to Heber City. If you're in Utah County, the snow is increasing, and we've got some descriptions of horrible, terrible driving conditions between Orem and American Fork, and whiteout conditions in Payson. Heather?
We've got snow-packed roads through much of Box Elder and Weber County. Davis County, the rain, the wet roads are starting to turn to snow. But right now, you should be okay going through Farmington into downtown Salt Lake. Up in Clearfield, we've had reports that a UTA bus slid off the roadway, but I am looking at a semi-truck that is stuck right now on SR 193 in the same area. It's the sale you've been waiting for, Mr. Max Winter Clearance Sale. Brand names, clearance prices on suits, coats, shoes, ties, and shirts. Spot red tags for more savings at all 9 Mr. Max locations. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nice. Just endure today for the next couple of hours, and the 7-day actually looks pretty nice.
Snow this morning and afternoon clearing, and temperatures into the afternoon topping out into the 30s. Partly cloudy up to 40 tomorrow, and then sunshine on Sunday. A nice-looking day up to 42. 41 Monday with the sunshine, and then partly cloudy Tuesday, 44. More snow in the works for Wednesday with a high 39, and then clouds Thursday, 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Looks like we bottomed out at 32. We're back up to 33 degrees this hour.
So in the midst of this awful commute, I am about to cheer you up just a little bit. KSL is giving our listeners $500 in free gas starting next week, starting on Tuesday. All you have to do when you get where you're going is register to earn your free gas, and then you just listen.
Are you happy now? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, register for your chance for that $500 in free gas, and then listen. It's courtesy of Maverick Adventures First Stop and, of course, KSL News Radio.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Spencer Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year. And you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at goalaskanow.com.
Depression, anxiety, PTSD, chronic pain, OCD, and other mental health conditions. Seems like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't seem to work.
Imagine what it would be like to have relief from these afflictions. Psychological and neurologic conditions are some of the most misunderstood and yet overtreated conditions the public has ever experienced. There is hope. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment path. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the lifelong answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
Winter brings snow and ice, and snow and ice can do terrible things to your roof and your home. Wasatch Heat Cable specializes in heat cabling, snow retention, and roof ice removal. They're the best in the business because this is what they do year-round. And right now, Wasatch Heat Cable is offering a free automated controller with qualifying purchase through the end of January. Listen to what Shane says about Wasatch Heat Cable.
I live in Park City, and Wasatch Heat Cable came out and steamed off an ice dam from my roof. I had water leaking in, causing major damage. I was amazed at the equipment they used and how professional they were. They removed the ice in a matter of an hour or two. We now have heat cable on the roof with no issues. I definitely recommend Wasatch Heat Cable.
To schedule your estimate, call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit WasatchHeatCable.com. Schedule your estimate today. Visit WasatchHeatCable.com.
The First Lady of Television is celebrating today. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Isle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, a happy birthday today to Betty White.
The older you get, the better you get, unless you're a banana.
That's true. She's 98 years old today, born in Oak Park, Illinois, but grew up in Beverly Hills, California. She was on TV in Los Angeles before L.A. even had TV. Betty would dance on camera upstairs of a car dealership, and it was wired down to the showroom where customers could watch it. She earned the title of First Lady of Television.
It's incredible that I'm still in this business.
And she set the Guinness record for the longest TV career of any woman at 74 years. That happened in 2013. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Microsoft is pledging to go beyond being carbon neutral.
Microsoft pledging to become carbon negative by 2030, meaning it will remove more carbon than it emits. CEO Satya Nadella announcing the change will also extend to supply chains, requiring its suppliers to reduce their environmental footprint. It's a big push after environmental groups said the company was falling short of rivals like Apple and Google. The company is responsible for 16 million metric tons of emissions, according to Microsoft's chief legal officer. But by 2050, Microsoft says it will remove all of its historical emissions since it was founded in 1975. Yuni Han, ABC News.
Looks like we're in store for another good day on the markets. The Dow futures up 86 just ahead of the opening bell. The S&P is up 8.5. The Nasdaq up 39 already.
We had a chance yesterday to meet with our friends at Superior Water and Air. And one of the things I learned, and I think I knew this inherently, but to frame it, you can be a service organization or you can be a sales organization, but you can't be both.
Yeah.
And some people put a salesman in a service uniform, and then they try and sell you something when they're in a service uniform. But there's really no such thing as a $29 tune-up or a free furnace. Think about it. They can't do that.
Yeah.
They make their money by selling you something, not by servicing you.
And you as a consumer, both of us as consumers, if you knew ahead of time that you were inviting into your home a salesperson rather than a service person, which would you choose?
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty easy choice.
Right.
Somebody that will come through the door and say, you say you got a leaky faucet? I got that. You say you got a problem with your furnace? We got that.
Right.
You know, is it something to do with a generator problem? We got this. That's what Superior is all about. They have been their entire lives since 1956.
I don't want a salesperson in my home who's going to try and sell me what they want to sell me.
Right.
I want a service person who's going to fix what's wrong and charge me a fair price and tell me up front what that fair price is.
There's one number to call, one company to remember. It's Superior Water and Air. You can call them at 974-9090 or just go to superiorwaterandair.com.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times. But take it from me,
I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's emergency triple team traffic as we approach 729 here. Brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. We love you, Andy. Help us out.
Well, we've got crashes all over the place. It doesn't matter which county you're in. You've got them on Mountain View near 5400 South in Salt Lake County. They cleaned up a couple from earlier, but Bangor and 5600 West both look like parking lots through West Valley trying to get to the 201 freeway. Volumes have decreased a little bit, the snow and the cars on 215's West Belt in between the airport and Taylorsville, but this northbound direction now seeing more problems. Both directions of 215's East Bench look pretty messy from down at 6200 South all the way up to the mouth of Parley's Canyon. Eric?
Got a ramp crash at 500 East in American Fork. That's just one of many, according to Utah Highway Patrol. Several crashes in the north part of Utah County, and you've got slowdowns really basically from Payson and Spanish Fork all the way through American Fork and Lehigh. It's really slow on the Wasatch back on US 40 from Jordanelle Reservoir up to I-80 and I-80. Boy, that's a tough drive this morning if you're heading from the mouth of Parley's Canyon out to Park City. Heather?
The drive through Weber and the north part of Davis County is the worst, especially and heading into the mountains where chains or four-wheel drive are required. The further south you get, I would say about Farmington, Centerville area, that snow is still a little bit of a rain snow mix, and so your drive isn't quite as bad from there getting into downtown Salt Lake, especially on Legacy Parkway. That's actually one of your better roadways right now, but that is going to change. Come see Howie Mandel live at the Jajoria Center in Camas January 31st. Tickets are on sale now. Don't wait. For more information, visit DeJoriaCenter.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and more about this storm. Over to you, Grant.
Well, here we go. It's widespread snow along the Wasatch Front this morning. When it's all said and done, by later this morning, we're expecting anywhere from 1 to 3 inches in the valley areas. Benches will see more. Mountains between 6 and 12 inches. It's a quick-moving storm. Afternoon temperatures in the 30s, and then partly cloudy up to 40 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
We've got light snow and 33 degrees.
And we've got emergency traffic all over the Wasatch Front from the snow. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
A significant winter storm continues to pound the Wasatch Front this morning.
Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, live on the senior I-15 and 6 South. John?
Yeah, Amanda, driving through downtown headed south was no fun. I think the snow has really started to let up in the past hour, but the damage has already been done to the roads. It's so slushy out. I think the number one concern right now is it's so hard to see anything on the road. I was just past Pioneer Park when someone got stuck in no man's land. They were driving in between two lanes, caught right on a line. And at that point, you had about six cars all lined up across from one another. The key here is to go slow. There's no reason anybody should be slamming into one another unless you're trying to speed up and pass someone. This is a day I think your boss will understand if you come into work a little bit late this morning. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Much of the Beehive State getting hit with a fast-moving storm right now.
Snow along the Wasatch Front through the morning hours. We'll expect the storm to taper off later this morning, and by 11, most of it's done. In its wake, we will see plenty of snow across the state. Wasatch Front will expect anywhere from about 1 to 3 inches of snow. Park City could see between about 2 to up to 6 inches of snow. The mountains between 6 to 12 inches of snow. Even the southwestern part of the state, some of the valleys around an inch, perhaps up to 2 inches of snow.
Grant says the weekend is actually looking pretty nice, and there's a chance the snow from today's storm will be melted by the time the weekend is over.
Severe Utah weather. KSL News Radio's Dan Balmes is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with the latest delays and closings. Dan?
And Amanda, several school districts have told us this morning that they'll be lenient on tardiness. That's the word they use, but nearly all of them are operating normally. In South Summit, though, high school and middle school will be delayed until 9 this morning, elementary school until 10. The McGillis School will start classes an hour late, beginning at 9:30. State employees don't have to be to work until 10. Courthouses are operating normally. Salt Lake City's offices won't open until 10 this morning either. Live, I'm Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Remember to check KSLNewsRadio.com for a complete updated list of significant delays and closings this morning.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg will hold a campaign event in Salt Lake City tomorrow. Bloomberg will appear at Impact Hub on State Street at 4 o'clock. The former New York City mayor is also expected to meet with community leaders during his stop here.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Senator Mitt Romney's approval among Republicans is slipping ahead of the impeachment trial in the Senate. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Tim, he's losing some ground among Republicans and independents, but gaining support from Democrats. A Morning Consult poll says in the last quarter of 2019, 57% of Utah Republicans said they liked the job that Romney was doing, but it was 65% in the months before that. Now, 46% of Democrats approved, up from 42%. Senator Romney says he does support a move to allow witnesses after opening arguments in the Senate trial. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the latest on the Senate impeachment trial one day after Chief Justice John Roberts was sworn in.
And triple team traffic.
Major slowdowns on I-15, Utah County, and also in Salt Lake County from the South Interchange up to South Salt Lake and over on the 215 belt routes too, particularly the east side. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News time is 7:34.
Dave and Dude Janovic.
Student loan debt is soaring.
This is not a bad car loan. This is something that will follow you for decades.
That is the sound of a new conversation on KSL News Radio. On January 17th, the lights turn on at the Mountain America Exposition Center, and it's your opportunity to see all the new cars, new trucks, SUVs, exotics, and high-end luxury vehicles. Do your research online, then see all these brands at one place at one time, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. Kids even have their own test track courtesy of American Family Insurance. The future is on display and waiting for you at the Mountain America Exposition Center this 17th through the 20th, the Utah International Auto Expo. Discounts available at utahautoexpo.com. On January 17th, the lights turn on at the Mountain America Exposition Center, and it's your opportunity to see all the new cars, new trucks, SUVs, exotics, and high-end luxury vehicles. Do your research online, then see all these brands at one place at one time, all in a non-selling environment. Sunday the 19th and Monday the 20th are family days. All kids 12 and under get in free, courtesy of American Family Insurance. The future is on display and waiting for you at the Mountain America Exposition Center this 17th through the 20th, the Utah International Auto Expo. Discounts available at utahautoexpo.com.
Looking to get your business off to a fast start in the new year? It's go time. Switch to Comcast Business today. Get fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. Automatic internet backup to keep you connected even if the power goes out. And cloud-based security so you can protect all your connected devices against new threats like phishing and malware. Greenlight your business in the new year with a great deal. Get started now with 35 megabit internet and one voice line for $64.90 per month for 2 years. For a limited time, get a free $100 prepaid card when you switch today and add Comcast Business Security Edge. Kick your year off the right way with fast, reliable internet for your business. There's never been a better time than now. So what's stopping you? Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Comcast Business Security Edge and Connection Pro available for an additional monthly charge. Offer ends 1/31/21 prepaid card per company. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change.
Watching Utah's money just after the opening bell on Wall Street. Your money at this moment still headed in the positive direction. Matter of fact, I'm still looking at the pre-markets, but now that the markets are open, the Dow Jones is up 40 points at 29,337, the S&P up 7, and the NASDAQ up 23. We'll have more coming up, obviously, at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News.
After a solemn opening, the impeachment trial takes a holiday. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, up next, the actual impeachment trial itself. After yesterday's swearing-in ceremonies for Chief Justice Roberts and members of the Senate, Democrat leader Chuck Schumer.
When the Chief Justice walked in, you could feel the weight of the moment.
The trial gets in full gear Tuesday after Monday's ML King holiday. A vote would be held on calling witnesses after opening arguments. 11 U.S. troops have been sent out of Iraq for medical treatment the past couple days, suffering concussion symptoms from last week's Iranian missile attack. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The decision to evacuate the service members was made out of an abundance of caution, and they are expected to return to duty.
At first, the Pentagon reported no one was hurt. The Commerce Department, Department reporting December new home construction surged to a 13-year high. They credit falling mortgage rates and a strong labor market for making homes affordable with a growing demand. And the new manager of the New York Mets is the latest to lose a job over baseball's sign-stealing scandal. Carlos Beltran had been asked about his involvement when he was with the Astros.
Honestly, on Houston's situation, I don't have any comment.
Managers in Houston and Boston were also fired. Beltran, given the job in November, he never managed a game. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 7:39. Let's get a look at emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy?
The biggest problem this morning is going to be on those city streets before you even get to the freeways this morning, especially your major northbound routes on the west side, Bangor 56th, and even Mountain View, where a car slid off the road at 5400 South. But Mountain View looks pretty rough after 54th all the way to 4100 in that area where the snow tends to blow across the road, make things icy. Your eastbound drive through much of the west side of the valley is also backed up on your major routes. I-15, the stop and go is actually near 7200 South, but everybody just driving at reduced speeds all the way to downtown. 215's east side, the northbound direction, and probably a half an hour at least to get from 6200 to the mouth of the canyon, Eric.
And you got trouble spots galore in Utah County. A lot of accidents in the northern part of the county, and just general slowdowns from Santa Quinn and Payson all the way through Provo, American Fork, up to Point of the Mountain, Timpanogos Highway, and the city streets around to there, entrance point to American Fork Canyon. That's very slow as well. And going into the Provo Canyon, you're going to need chains or four-wheel drive, and a lot of trouble spots over on US 40 and I-80 as well on the Wasatch back. Heather?
Chains or four-wheel drive required for Sardine Canyon as well. And a lot of snow on most of the roadways through Weber at County, also Box Elder County. Davis County is a bit of a tale of two cities. Some of it is snow-packed, especially US 89. The further east you go, the worse the conditions are. But from Farmington down, it's mostly wet, a little bit slushy, but not quite as bad travel into Salt Lake. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We need Grant's help, so let's head to the Weather Center.
One of those days where we've already hit the high, all temperatures dropping at this point with the snow showers moving in. By late this morning, 1 to 3 inches of snow along the Wasatch Front with afternoon clearing. And then partly cloudy tomorrow, we're up to 40 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, it's 33 degrees.
Let's check in with the Highway Patrol next about what's going on with the morning commute and the condition of the roads all over the place. We'll do that coming up on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for driving along this morning with Utah's news station.
Know the truth about Utah's tax cut. If you sign the referendum opposing tax reform at the grocery store, you'll raise your taxes on average $510. It's true you'll oppose an increase in grocery sales tax, but you'll also oppose lower income tax, oppose getting a tax rebate for your dependents, oppose keeping more of your Social Security income, and oppose repairing Utah's outdated tax structure. The new bill will fund education and infrastructure. It was studied in depth for over a year before recently being passed by Utah's legislature. Get the whole story before signing anything. Paid for by Sutherland Institute.
Hi, Doug Ryden. After 50-plus years in broadcasting, I'm ready to vacation. Morris Murdoch Travel has invited my wife, Dee, and me to host a Canada and New England fall foliage cruise. That's coming up in October. We'll enjoy the splendors of fall colors in Boston, Portland, Maine, St. John, Halifax, and Bar Harbor. We'll see other beautiful historic sites on this Canada-New England cruise aboard Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas. Call Morris Murdoch today. Join us on this charming cruise experience. You can book online at morrismurdoch.com/KSL, but hurry, this cruise will sell out. Best staterooms go quickly. Or you can book the cruise adventure at the 24th annual Morris Murdoch Travel Show, January 24th and 25th at Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Dee and I will be there on Saturday, January 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop by and say hello. We're talking cruising and vacations.
Come on and get away, Morris Murdoch.
Come out and see us at the Travel Show. I hope you can join us.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up.
and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
I want to say thank you to all the traffic texters this morning. And look, if you have yet to do it, text the word news to 57500. That's the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. And late-breaking information will come to your device as you need it. That's the word news to 57500. KSL News Time, 744. The three things you need to know this hour. First, a big storm is moving through northern Utah this morning. It's expected to dump a lot of wet snow during the morning commute. We'll have a rundown of delays and closures coming up at 8 o'clock here on Utah's Morning News.
Second, the Utah Jazz will look to start a new winning streak on Saturday night at Vivint Arena. The Jazz lost last night in overtime in New Orleans. That was their first loss since before Christmas.
Third, keeping an eye on some bad roads this morning. Brought to you by Mount America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
Well, we just saw some plows go through eastbound I-80 heading toward the mouth of Parley's Canyon, but those roads are still snow-packed. Can't see the lines on the roadway, including the east side belt. Chains of four-wheel drive required for all the canyons. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Morning snow showers, afternoon clearing, and afternoon temperatures in the 30s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Downtown, we have light snow and 33 degrees.
Let's get a look at our top national stories.
The Pentagon is now confirming that 11 U.S. service members suffered symptoms related to traumatic brain injuries following last week's Iranian missile attack on U.S. posts in Iraq. Initially, President Trump said no Americans had been harmed. ABC's Elizabeth McLaughlin has details.
The Americans were injured at Al Asad Air Base in western Iraq. They were evacuated in the last 24 to 36 hours, the official said, some to the U.S. military medical facility at Landshut, Germany.
In Iran today, the nation's Ayatollah leading Friday prayers for the first time in 8 years in a defiant message referencing President Trump. He dismissed, quote, American clowns who said he pretend to support the Iranian people. And on Wall Street, the market's just opening up, but they're also trading up. It follows positive figures out from the Commerce Department showing new housing starts from December were up 16.9%, the highest in 13 years. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The waves of snow hitting the Wasatch Front this morning have made for a slow and very slick commute.
Joining us live is Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Nick Street. Sergeant, can you give us a rundown of what the conditions are like along the Wasatch Front?
Yeah, surprisingly, right now we're not seeing, well, our troopers are keeping up in Davis County, in Salt Lake County, where we're really seeing a lot of crashes and where our troopers are having a hard time keeping up with calls are in Utah County, Weber County, and Summit County.
Yeah, Utah County, it looks like, just from our texters this morning, kind of the last to get a wave of this. It started as rain in the BYU part of the valley down there, but now they're reporting that it is coming down very heavily.
Yes, and in fact, the northern end of that county, I think our troopers are trying to get to about a dozen crashes or so, and they're currently working another dozen or so. So people down there sitting in their cars listening to the radio, you know, if your vehicle's movable, try to get it off to the next exit. If not, then stay in your car with that seatbelt on and wait for first responders. Call 911, of course.
That's a good thing to remind people about, Sergeant, is that if you have an accident on the freeway or major road, you don't need to stay there at the site of the accident. You really, the right thing to do is to go to the next exit.
That's correct. And especially down through that tech corridor area where there's not much shoulder to work a crash or to, if you can get off the roadway, please do. You're putting yourself at a disadvantage, but if your vehicle's not drivable, again, stay in that car with your seatbelt on and call 911. Don't get out of your vehicle.
I'm assuming when you say the north end of Utah County, you're talking Point of the Mountain, correct?
Right there. So between, it looks like American Fork and Lehigh is where I'm seeing the most of these calls for crashes coming through.
I wonder, Sergeant. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And on the northbound side, we just have a couple on the southbound side.
You know, it's interesting because we'll get some texts from people saying it's not that bad, and others from people saying it's terrible. And it's the same amount of snow that they're reporting. This is it that. Is it some people just respond differently to certain conditions and they drive slower and aren't as upset by it? Or what's your take on that?
Yeah, there's a range of driving skills and behaviors as people come into the snow. And some people, you know, they've gotten away with some poor behaviors just because of good equipment, maybe luck. But eventually that luck runs out and they'll end up meeting with a state trooper on a day like today.
Obviously, slowing down is the main thing. If they're headed up to the higher elevation, certainly in the canyons, four-wheel drive is advisable. Do you advise four-wheel if you're going to be on the freeways, if you have the ability to do that?
Yes, that great tire tread and four-wheel drive definitely helps. It doesn't necessarily help you stop any faster, so keep your speed low, but it will help you gather traction and move accordingly on those snowpack roadways.
All right. We appreciate your help this morning. And we're always aware, too, that your officers are out there in danger and people need to keep an eye out for them and make sure you give them a lot of room to do the work they need to do right now.
Thank you so much for your time, Sergeant. Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Nick Street with us on the In-Depth at 1545.
Let's see what they look like from the UDOT cameras now. Triple Team Traffic, emergency Triple Team Traffic at 749, brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services, Retirement Planning. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Probably the worst place to be in Salt Lake County is along 215's the East Bench and along that south side as you come around going past Highland Drive and over towards Union Park. That's going to take you the longest and be the most treacherous, especially going north towards the mouth of Parley's Canyon. All of our cross streets approaching freeways coming from the west side of the valley are running much slower than usual. I-15 still taking an hour from Point of the Mountain to downtown, but the worst backups are just north of 90 south. Still really rough through West Valley on all your east, west, and north heading north streets. Eric?
Extreme amount of slowing on I-80 as you head out to Park City this morning. You've got snow-packed conditions, and those plows are trying to work on all of this, of course. But right now, you've got lanes. Visibility is hard to see the lane stripes as you go on I-80 up to Parley Summit. And down Utah County, you heard about all the crashes on I-15, American Fork, and Lehigh. That's probably the worst part as far as the road conditions. State Street on American Fork and turning up into Alpine Highway as you head up towards the Highland area. That's the worst part and very slow conditions. Heather?
You'll need to almost double your commute time if you're traveling between Ogden and Salt Lake. Now, the further south you go out of Weber County, the better the road conditions are. But that doesn't mean you should be going up to speed because they are still very wet and slippery in some spots. US 89 actually has worse driving conditions than I-15. The snow hit really hard on the east side of the valleys there, and chains or four-wheel drive still required for Sardine Canyon. Updating your kitchen in 2020? Visit Durden's Appliance, 5th South Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price and try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant, you timed this storm right on the money. Let's look ahead to the 7-day forecast.
Thanks, Amanda. Yeah, so we're still kind of in the thick of it here, and we'll expect snow at least for, say, Salt Lake City downtown in the next hour or so. This is a quick-moving storm. Later this morning, it's gone. Afternoon sunshine and 38. Again, most of us in the valleys think between about 1 and 3 inches of snow. At mountains, of course, quite a bit more. Tomorrow, boy, the whole weekend looks great, really. Partly cloudy tomorrow, around 40. 42 and sunshine. That sounds pretty good. That's Sunday's weather. And then on the holiday, 41 for Monday, partly cloudy skies. Tuesday's even warmer, 44. It does look like more snow showers in the works Wednesday, up to 39, and then more clouds, 38 on Thursday.
All right, buddy, this stuff moving fast. It'll be out of here hopefully by 11 or 12 today.
Yep.
33 downtown.
Bedrock Quartz, shaping nature's stone to beautify your home. You know the kitchen is the heart of your home, so 2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit Bedrock Quartz to see 50 new countertop colors for your remodel.
My name's Doug Jessup. I'm with Sage Homes. We use Bedrock Quartz for a number of reasons.
One of the biggest reasons that we use Bedrock Quartz is for their fabrication. I was very impressed with the quality, and we've been using Bedrock ever since, and it's been fantastic.
Visit one of our four Utah showrooms in West Jordan, Pleasant Grove, Layton, and St. George to see all the new colors.
When you're designing your new home, countertops are probably one of the biggest aspects of that home. You know, they're a statement.
And many of last year's best colors are still on sale through the end of the month.
Kitchen is absolutely the main focal point of a home. And that's why we feel it's so important that you do have the right countertop in the kitchen. We certainly feel like we get that from Bedrock Quartz.
2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit bedrockquartz.com.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Spencer-Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year. And you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at goalaskanow.com.
I want to say thank you to Scott at LHM Murray for putting me behind the wheel of this new redesigned Ridgeline. Now, this is a mid-sized truck, Amanda, but I'm here to tell you one of the things I love about the inside, there is actually more room in the back seat of this mid-sized pickup than there is in my full-size pickup. And outside, I can't decide, do I love the trunk bed that is actually in the bed of this truck, or do I like the trunk bed audio system? That's something you're not going to find anywhere, but you will in the new Ridgeline.
I've been driving the 2020 Civic from Ken Garf downtown. Thank you so much, Wayne. And let me tell you, this Civic, I thought that I would always be an Accord driver, period, the end. But then I got in the new Civic. I'm driving the touring model, and I've had a couple of sports cars in my life, and this is a sports car. It's got the intuitive controls. It's got heated seats in the front and the back, the wireless phone charger, many body styles. You've got to check out the Honda Civic, and it's got that Apple Play and Android Auto Plus satellite navigation system.
The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. The kids can't get enough TikTok, evidently. Tracking groups say TikTok was the second most downloaded app in the world during 2019. Is this a good thing? Believe it or not, it passed Facebook and Instagram.
Markets are up. Dow is up 29 points. That's a tenth of a percent. We're at 29,326. S&P is up 5.7. NASDAQ is up 10 points.
It's time for Cougar Tracks. Here's Mitch Harper.
BYU big man Colby Lee stole the show last night in the Cougars' win over San Diego, scoring a career-high 21 points to lead BYU to a 93-70 victory.
Colby! 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 How about that? You didn't think that was going to happen, did you?
Things don't get easier for BYU, who's now 14-5 on the season and 3-1 in West Coast Conference play, as they travel to face the number one team in America tomorrow night, the Gonzaga Bulldogs in the Kennel.
This Gonzaga team is a gift to our league. They just are. I mean, the fact that we get to go on the road, I don't know what game we're in, fourth or fifth game in the league, and we get to go on the road and play the number one team in the country, and that we get to do that because they're in our league. It's awesome.
Tip-off between BYU and Gonzaga tomorrow is at 8 p.m. with pregame coverage beginning at 7 right here on KSL News Radio. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper. On your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Get up and go.
Celebrate winter in Logan, just 90 minutes north of Salt Lake, where we do winter right. Cozy up to the fireplace at a historic bed and breakfast and enjoy an array of shopping and dining options. Just come to Logan. Bundle up and take a sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk. Breathtaking and up close and personal, and it's only $5. Check out Utah State basketball games or gymnastic meets, live concerts and performances, or even classic movies. Want to head outdoors? Logan is home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts, where you can ski, board, or go tubing on a 500-foot hill, all at affordable prices and shorter lines. Rent snowmobiles and winter gear at Beaver Creek Lodge to explore the beautiful mountains. There are tons of trails for snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, and birdwatching. Ice fishing can't be beat. Bring your gear gear or rent it here. Just come to Logan. Hotel packages with dinner for two start at around $65. Check it out at explorelogan.com/winter. That's explorelogan.com/winter. Logan, we're cool like that.
You've always been a big truck kind of guy.
So how many horses that thing got?
Like heavy-duty pickups with turbo diesel engines.
Does it come in red?
But do you know who loves big trucks even more than you?
Nah, I don't need to test drive it.
The guy who just bought a Dooley crew cab in your name.
Pleasure doing business with you.
You should have had power-protected checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union with credit score monitoring to notify you if your credit is used, plus daily access to your credit report and score.
Let's see how fast this thing can go.
Make sure your credit is protected. Get power-protected checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union. You can't do today without it.
Insured by NCUA. Restrictions apply. Credit monitoring provided by TransUnion. Visit ssfcu.org/protect.
7:59 emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. I'm just watching the cars on the traffic cameras, and I feel bad for people, Andy.
Yeah, and you know, the snow's moved around, so people who were getting dumped on earlier this morning out on the west side of the valley, it's tapered off, but now it's hitting really hard on the east side of the valley, and I-215 going along that, really, from Union Park all the way east and then up the bench to the mouth of Parley's Canyon. Both directions there just getting pounded by snow. Slow traffic. It could take you 45 minutes just to get from Fort Union all the way to the mouth of Parley's and I-80's interchange. I-15 getting worse now between 106 South and the 215 interchange. Still have all the city street problems from earlier in West Valley North and eastbound in particular, Eric.
And you need change for four-wheel drive to go into Parley's Canyon this morning on I-80. You've got a lot of snow on the roads heading out to the Kimball Junction exit. And on US 40, some slow conditions as well, running by Jordanelle Reservoir. That's northbound, southbound, of course. In Utah County, slow conditions persist. Northbound from Santa Quinn to Spanish Fork and Springville and between Orem and American Fork. Heather?
And we've got another wave of snow going through Weber and Davis County. One of our texters says that going through I-84 and Weber Canyon is a whiteout conditions in many areas. And you've got a wave of snow hitting Bountiful now. That's been free and clear most of the morning. But now you can't see the lines on the roadways. You head south out of Centerville toward North Salt Lake. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas.